While my higher self could see that there was big spiritual work for me to do, my logical side was frustrated and sad. Still, I diligently tracked my ovulation and tried my hardest to make it happen. But the more I tried to control my conception, the more disappointed I became. Why was I a super attractor in every other area of my life but couldn't attract my baby? One afternoon, I sat in my office gazing out the window in a state of desperation. I felt defeated and sad and ashamed. I'd been writing and speaking publicly about my desire to conceive. In doing so, I was trying hard to be a beacon of hope for my readers and audience members, but in that moment, my own hope was far from reach. It was difficult for me to harness my faith and feel my connection to the universe. I needed a spiritual intervention. I closed my eyes, sat in stillness, and took a deep breath. I said a prayer to the universe. Once again, I surrender this desire and welcome guidance. When I opened my eyes, something appeared in my peripheral vision. Two huge wild turkeys were walking slowly across my lawn. These turkeys redirected my attention from discouragement to contentment. My emotions traveled right up the emotional scale the second I shifted my focus off myself and onto these beautiful animals. I watched them walk down the slope of the lawn, pecking at patches of grass along the way. I was in awe of their peace and tranquility as the late winter snow fell on their backs. It was a real meditative moment and a beautiful shift in perception that helped me move from despair to hope and realign with the universe. Later that afternoon, I invited my husband to meditate with me. From time to time, I sit with him and invite our guides to speak through me and give us direction. I often find that I can connect to my guides best when I'm speaking. So when I meditate with Zach and invite my guides to speak through me, great wisdom can be revealed. The guides also love to visit us together. We sat in meditation and I invited my spirit guides of the highest truth and compassion to enter our meditation and give us clear direction. Within moments, I began to feel my hands tingle and a warm energy of love pass over my body. We sat in silence for a few minutes, and then my guides began to direct my thoughts. Words that were not mine started to come through. The guides assured us that the universe had a plan for our child. They encouraged us to be patient and to trust in the timing of the universe. Then they suggested I Google the spiritual meaning of wild turkeys. I laughed out loud and explained to Zach about my earlier moment with the turkeys on the lawn. Clearly, the turkeys had come to bring me a message. When we came out of our meditation, we went to my computer and Googled spiritual meaning behind wild turkeys. I clicked on the first search result, and at the top of the page, it said, "The spiritual meaning of wild turkeys is fertility." Zach and I gasped at the powerful message we'd received. I began to cry with gratitude for the spiritual wisdom that was available to me all the time. That day was another turning point in my fertility journey. I saw it as a new opportunity to surrender more and deepen my faith in a plan beyond my own. Once again, I accepted that surrender and faith in the universe were required in order for me to truly co-create my desires. Even though my desire hadn't manifested, this experience helped me stay faithful. That day, I made the commitment to release time and let the universe show me what to do. When we truly surrender our desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith can set in. That faith offers us clear direction when we're lost. When we assume an energy of faith, we are receptive, released, and magnetic. The energy of faith is an energy of allowing. When we allow the guidance of the universe to direct us, we can take our hands off the steering wheel and be led. My faith gave me a sense of certainty and freedom. I knew that I could stop controlling and start allowing. The energy of allowing felt so much better to me. It felt natural and empowering. In the following months, whenever I'd start to lose hope, I'd turn to the image of the turkeys in the snow. I held on to my guide's divine message, and I continued to return to faith. The miracle wasn't that I was pregnant just yet, but that I was faithful, my child was on the way. Faith is the greatest miracle of all because when we're faithful, we feel good. And when we feel good, the universe will conspire to bring forth our desires. At the end of 2017, I was preparing for a book launch. I felt overwhelmed by the work and travel ahead of me. In moments of stress, I could lose track of my faith and lean into doubt. I was driving on a country road and my mind began to wander to all my to-do lists, goals, and expectations. In that stressed state, I thought, when will my baby be able to come? How can I conceive when I have this much going on? As I started to become more frantic, I suddenly noticed that a new song was playing on my car stereo. The song was "Bow to You" by Jaya Lakshmi and Ananda. The lyrics were so profound that they redirected my focus off my fear and uncertainty and onto the energy of love. I listened as they sang, "You are the creator. You are the sustainer. You are the destroyer of all. You are my lover. You're my partner. You're my teacher of all. And I bow to you. And I bow to you. And I bow to you. And I bow to you." The lyrics moved me so deeply that I began to cry. They locked me into the energy of the universe and the presence of a God of my own understanding. I started chanting out loud to the song, "I bow to you, I bow to you." The tears flowed down my face as I sensed the presence of a child in the car with me. I felt as if there were a baby sitting behind me in the back seat, and I heard that child say, "I'm coming in March. Be patient and trust." I felt this presence so strongly that I could not deny it. I continued to chant, "I bow to you, I bow to you." Once again, I'd received the spiritual guidance that I needed to sustain my faith. Each time I surrendered, I was guided to surrender more. My willingness to let the universe lead helped me stay on track and maintain strong faith amid uncertainty and feelings of lack. February rolled around, and with my latest book launch behind me, I started to do the pregnancy math. I figured that if I conceived in February, I'd get the news of my child in early March, keeping in line with the message I'd received in my car several months ago. I started getting hopeful that maybe the message would come true. Once again, I had a plan of my own. March came, and I had high expectations of a positive pregnancy test. Instead, I got my period. I fell back into the well-worn place of defeat. I was frustrated with the universe. Why wasn't my guidance showing up for me the way I'd heard it? But despite my disappointment and sadness, I knew once again that the answer was to turn inward. Even though I was questioning my faith, the voice of my higher self was louder than the voice of fear. I knew that if I sat in my meditation, I could realign with my truth and receive more guidance to keep me on my path. So I returned to the guidance of love. I had committed to respond to fear with faith and to call on spiritual support. I sat in meditation and asked for another sign. This time, I asked for a specific sign that had great meaning to me on my fertility journey. I knew that Archangel Gabriel, the angel who helped with maternity and fertility, was guiding me, and I knew that she was often depicted holding lilies. So I asked Gabriel to show me a lily to once again restore my faith and guide my path. The next day, I walked into my husband's office, still feeling down. I sat on Zach's lap and placed my phone on his desk. Zach embraced me and said, "Everything is working out in the perfect time." The second he said those words, a song began to play on my phone. This was odd, considering my phone had been locked when I placed it on his desk. I went to turn it off, but was shocked when I saw the album name on the screen. The album was called "I See the Sign," and the song was called "Way Go Lily." I sat back on my husband's lap and said, "This is our sign. Let's listen." I took the sign as another reminder from the universe that my faith is stronger than my fear. We sat back and received the most incredible guidance. The artist, Sam Amidon, sang the word lily over and over. The universe spoke directly to us once again. Just as I had with the turkeys and the song in my car, I continued to feel guided. This was one of the loudest and clearest signs I'd ever received. The album, I See the Sign, played the song "Way Go Lily" when my phone was completely locked. Not to mention, I'd never heard this song before and didn't have it saved on any playlist. I burst into tears of joy. It felt so wonderful to receive this clear guidance. When we lose faith, we have two choices. We can get hooked into our fear story and try to control our desires, or we can surrender to the universe and welcome guidance to restore our faith. Whenever you choose the latter, you will be guided back to faith and love. Faith is always available to you when you suspend your disbelief and let the universe and spirit guide you back to your right mind of love. Faith in the universe is easy to access when you're willing to receive. No matter how often you detour into fear, you can always call on universal guidance to lead you back to faith and love. Spirit guided me back to love on that March day when "Way Go Lily" began playing. Today, as I write this chapter, I'm listening to the song "Way Go Lily" in the background, feeling in awe of the guidance that I received. Today is July 28, exactly 120 days from March 30, the day I conceived my baby boy. This day is significant because in the yogic tradition, the 120th day after conception is the day that the soul enters the mother's body and chooses to be in this world. As the universe would have it, my child showed up right on time. At the end of March, our baby boy was conceived. When I woke up this morning, I knew it was time to write this chapter. I knew it was time for my spirit guides and me to celebrate my incredible journey of conception and my willingness to be guided. Conceiving my child is one of the greatest miracles I've ever received. What makes it so miraculous is the opportunity I have had to practice surrender and strengthen my faith. The true miracle is having faith no matter what. If your desires haven't come into form yet, please know that each time you return to faith, you are receiving the ultimate gift from the universe. Living with faith will help you feel whole, safe, and supported, even when you don't have everything you want or think you need. Faith in a higher power is the greatest gift you can ask for. My faith also gave me patience to trust that the universe has a better plan than mine. I celebrate the universal timing above my own. My child was conceived at a time when I felt safe, healthy, and secure. I celebrate my body for healing enough to carry a child. I celebrate my husband for being my faith when I got off track. I celebrate my willingness to surrender my desires for 3 years as I allowed the universe to catch up with my dreams. As I write this chapter, I'm halfway through my pregnancy, and I already see my child as my greatest teacher. He has already given me the gift of surrender, and he helped me deepen my faith in the universe. Dear child, I bow to you. The pathway to faith. Profound guidance can be revealed when we become willing to let the universe catch up with our dreams. Synchronicity, support, and clear direction are available to you right now if you're ready to surrender. If you've lost sight of your faith, let this story remind you that there is a plan and a timeline beyond your own. See this as an opportunity to surrender more and strengthen your faith by allowing the wisdom of the universe to move through you. It is my intention to align you with faith that you are a super attractor. With this faith, you can be led by the universe. I want you to know the experience of receiving spiritual guidance. When you allow this guidance into your life, you'll trust every step of the plan that unfolds. Follow the methods I've outlined below and let the universe catch up with your dreams. Turn over your plans. Becoming faithful requires that we surrender our plans, our timeline, and our agenda so that we can allow the universe to guide us. As you know by now, our plans and our desire to control can get in the way of the guidance we long for most. We carry a false belief that we know what's best, and that we can make it happen, whatever it is. For example, during my conception journey, I spent several years trying to control the timeline and outcome, eating certain foods, timing my ovulation, and future tripping about the whole thing. Pouring all my energy into planning and controlling gave me no space for faith. But when I finally turned my plans over to the universe, I was given clear direction. Surrendering my plans to a higher power gave me freedom to slow down, listen, and receive. In that receptive state, I could hear my inner wisdom and my spirit guides. I was gifted certainty, signs, and strong faith. I stopped playing God and let God work through healers, doctors, friends, my husband, and my own body. I could let go and allow. The pathway to faith always starts with surrender. But let's get honest. Surrendering your desires to the universe can seem difficult and feel scary. Our fearful ego has convinced us that surrendering means giving up our desires, our control, and our ability to take action. The truth is that surrender is the first step to receiving. If turning over your desires and offering up your plans feels uncomfortable, don't worry. If you want to feel free in this moment, that's enough to begin the process. Take a moment to listen to this prayer. Thank you, universe and guides of the highest truth and compassion. I'm ready to feel free. I welcome a newfound faith. Now say the prayer out loud and take a moment to settle into the feelings of what it means to surrender to faith in the universe. Take notice of how you feel. Do you sense resistance to turning over your plans? Do you not trust that the universe can handle all that you need and want? Honor your resistance, but continue to practice choosing again. When you notice thoughts of resistance, choose again by reciting this prayer. Memorize the prayer and say it as often as possible. Say it out loud or silently whenever you notice yourself trying to control your desires. Get into a moment-to-moment habit of turning over your desires to the care of a higher power. The more you pray for relief, the more freedom you will feel. Trust in the power of this prayer and set yourself up for surrender. Our greatest spiritual shifts don't come through force, they come through freedom. When we pray, we welcome freedom from resistance. Recognize that surrender doesn't require much action at all. All that is required is your desire to feel free and your willingness to ask the universe for help. Make this prayer your daily mantra and call on it regularly to reconnect you with the super attractor force within. Ask for clear direction. Once you've aligned your energy with the universe through prayer, you will begin to feel a subtle shift. It may not be totally obvious at first, but the prayer for faith will help you feel a connection to a power greater than you. Each time you say your prayer, you remind yourself of the ever-present energy of love that is supporting you. Once you recall that connection, you are primed to ask for direction. It's at this point that you can ask the universe for clarity, signs, symbols, and guidance. Receiving signs from the universe is like a spiritual pat on the back and a gentle reminder that you are indeed on the right path. In my book, The Universe Has Your Back, I introduced the practice of asking the universe for a sign. My sign was an owl. Whenever I felt resistance and control get in the way of my super attractor connection, I'd surrender my plans and ask the universe to show me an owl to help guide my path. Some days I'd ask the universe to help me make a specific decision and show me an owl if my choice was in the right direction. Other days I'd simply ask the universe to show me an owl to remind me that I was being guided. People all throughout the world have messaged me about the signs they used and the incredible guidance they received. Listeners asked for signs like butterflies, ladybugs, and songs on the radio. The clearer they were about their signs, the easier it was to communicate with the universe and receive direction. As you heard in my conception story, the universe offered me many clear signs that directed my path. The signs came in the form of an inner voice, a song playing out of nowhere, images of lilies, and a great sense of connection to the presence of love around me. These signs were so undeniable that I had no other choice but to wholeheartedly believe in the spiritual presence beyond my physical realm. Each time I received a sign, my faith would multiply. I want you to know that sense of faith and certainty in the universe. I want you to receive your signs, to sense the flow of the universe, and to feel the angelic presence of support guiding your path. Receiving this connection can happen fast when you're willing. As I taught in Chapter 7, the only thing that blocks this guidance is your resistance. So I ask you to suspend your disbelief, even temporarily, as you follow this practice. It's time to start asking for signs and paying attention to the guidance you receive. There are many ways you can ask for signs of guidance. Choose one of the practices below and commit to it for a week. Ask the universe for a sign. Getting into a dialogue with the universe can be very powerful, especially when you're clear about the guidance you want to receive. The clearer you are about what you're asking for, the clearer the response will be. If you're struggling to make a decision or feeling uncertain about an outcome, ask the universe for a sign that you're on the right track. Choose the first thing that comes to your mind and don't second guess it. You want to be very clear about the sign you're asking for. As I shared in The Universe Has Your Back, when I was contemplating a big decision about choosing a house, I asked the universe to show me an owl to confirm that the home was right for me. If you've listened to that book, you already know that owls showed up everywhere. My clear signs gave me the direction that I needed to buy the home, which ultimately redirected the course of my life. Be specific with the universe about when you'd like to receive your sign. The clearer you are, the easier it will be to receive information. Here's one way that you can ask. Thank you, universe, for showing me my sign. Within 24 hours, if I see it, it's right for me. Then be patient and let the universe offer you clear direction. You may be thinking, what if I don't get my sign? Well, that's a sign too. Not receiving your sign is guidance that's just as significant. If you ask the universe to confirm that you're in the right romantic relationship and you don't receive your sign, that's a sign. Take this direction seriously. I'm not saying that you break up with your partner overnight, but I am suggesting that you look more closely at the fundamental issues that need to be resolved. At the end of the day, you will always exercise free will, but consider the signs from the universe, or lack thereof, as supportive direction on your path. Speak directly to an angel or a guide. As you deepen your connection to your spirit guides through the practices in Chapter 7, you will begin to understand the unique ways your guides connect with you. When I was seeking direction around conception, I knew I could ask Archangel Gabriel to show me lilies. If I see a spark of white light, I know it's an angelic presence. When I see a blue light, I know it's Archangel Michael. A green light represents Archangel Raphael and his healing powers, and a golden light represents Archangel Gabriel. Angels and guides will be very clear in their connections and give you ways to differentiate their presence from other guides. Don't deny the messages you receive from them. Ask your guides and angels to be specific and clear with their communication. Guides will be creative with their delivery of messages. For instance, my friend Amy's father passed away many years ago. She has always felt him communicate with her through her dreams. In one dream, Amy was visiting me at my house, and her father showed up in my living room. He said, "My sign for you is a white SUV. Look out Gabby's window and you'll see one." Amy woke up confused by this direction, so she called me to help her interpret it. When she shared the dream with me, I gasped and said, "Amy, I drive a white SUV." To this day, Amy always knows that her father is guiding her whenever she sees a white SUV. Never question the signs that spirit gives you. Know that if you're receiving angels or spirit guide signs, your energy is receptive and you're indeed being guided. Get into the practice of asking your guides and angels for a clear sign whenever you need it. Their guidance will reassure you and give you certainty, the same way I felt when I continued to receive my lilies. Spirit speaks through children. As I taught in Chapter 5, when we're young, there's a thin veil between the perceptual world and the spiritual realm. The children in your life are deeply connected to guides, angels, and spiritual support. If you see an infant or toddler smiling and gazing above your head, I like to think they're seeing and connecting with a guide or angel. When they speak to you of their imaginary friends, don't ignore them. They can see your deceased loved ones, your guides, and angels. Children are often trying to communicate spiritual messages to adults, but far too often they're shut down or ignored. There are important reasons to nurture your child's spiritual connection. First, they have signs for you. Don't ignore the messages they offer. For instance, my friend Beth has been trying to conceive her second child for 2 years, but has had multiple miscarriages. Her last miscarriage left her deeply depressed. She hadn't spoken to her 3-year-old daughter about losing a child, but her daughter intuitively knew that her mother was distressed. One afternoon, her daughter walked over to her and said, "Mama, there is a baby coming to you soon." Beth burst into tears when her daughter said this. She felt a rush of energy move through her as though she was receiving divine spiritual guidance. This was the exact message she needed to hear. Children have great wisdom and guidance for you. Pay attention and be receptive. Second, nurturing your child's spiritual connection will greatly help them throughout their life. The more you support their spiritual beliefs at a young age, the less likely they will be to lose them. Think about how much easier life might have been if you'd always known that spirit was by your side. If it feels aligned to you, encourage your children to talk to their guides and deepen their connection. It will serve them in great ways. Stay open and receptive to all the ways you can receive signs from spirit. It doesn't matter which of these ways you ask for guidance. What matters is that you pay attention to the guidance that you receive. The more signs you receive, the stronger your faith will become. Continue to create spiritual proof through your willingness to ask and receive. Do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. This next step toward faith is to do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. One of the greatest ways to enhance your super attractor power is to step back and trust you're being guided. All of our doing gets in the way of our receiving. Therefore, get into the practice of not interfering with the universal guidance that is available to you. If you're not receiving clear direction right away, then be patient, relax, and distract yourself with a fun activity. The sooner you get your ego out of the way, the sooner you will receive guidance. This is the practice of non-interference. When you no longer interfere with the universal guidance, you can truly fine-tune your receptivity and connection. Doing nothing is confusing to the ego. When we feel unsettled or uncomfortable with our circumstances, it's natural to want to do something about it. I have a hard time sitting in the discomfort of relationships or issues being unsettled. I like to clear things up fast, work out problems, and live in the solution. But sometimes the solution cannot come from our logic and action. Sometimes we have to be still and listen for the solution to be presented to us by a universal force beyond our ego's need to feel resolved. The time in between resolutions can feel scary and out of control, but when you do nothing, you clear space to allow loving solutions to be presented. The next time you're trying to find a solution out of a sense of urgency or fear, take a deep breath. Remember that you have divine guidance available to you and ask the universe for help. Then say this prayer. Thank you, universal guidance, for guiding me to solutions that are the highest good for all. Regardless of whether you say it out loud or not, the universe is picking up your request for guidance. When you decide not to interfere, your point of focus shifts from trying to fix problems to surrendering to solutions. This is a much more powerful energy to embody. Your new desire is aligned with love, and the universe will always conspire to bring you what is of the highest good for all. Release your expectations through a prayer, surrender to receive support, and trust that the universe will lead the way. Allow the universe to support you. Being a super attractor means remembering that you are an extension of the universal energy. You are one with God and the universe. You are love. When you are in joy, faith, and wonder, you can feel that connection fully. Each method in this book has brought you closer to reclaiming your super attractor connection. The goal is to get into a state of receptivity and allow. In a state of non-resistance, you can allow the universal flow of well-being to support you. This is what Abraham Hicks called the art of allowing. To practice the art of allowing, begin by recognizing whether you're allowing the stream of well-being to move through you or not. In this moment, are you allowing love, joy, and well-being, or are you resisting it? When you're allowing, you'll feel mentally clear and serene, and you'll have great faith. When you're not allowing, you'll feel aggravated, sad, guilty, frustrated, controlling, and even depressed. The emotions you feel will indicate whether you're connected to your super attractor power. Negative thoughts and emotions embody low vibrations that keep you from letting the universe support you. Abraham Hicks suggests that when you say, "I really don't want that," you're becoming a match for what you don't want. If, for instance, you're constantly thinking about the potential of being fired from your job, your energy will be fearful, panicked, needy, and out of control. That energy sends out a message of fear to your employer, consciously or unconsciously, that you're not right for the position. Your incessant fearful thought of losing your job has the ability to manifest into form. Therefore, our work is to slow down the energy behind our negative thoughts by surrendering to the practices in this audiobook. Each time you say a prayer, ask the universe for help, choose again, or simply distract yourself from a negative thought, you're getting closer to your aligned state. Make your good feeling thoughts and energy such a high priority that the feeling of well-being becomes natural to you. The goal is to allow well-being to flow through you in a non-resistant way. The art of allowing is the art of letting in what you want: health, wealth, joy, and love. When you allow the universal force of well-being to move through you, you can easily receive signs and guidance from the universe. Maybe you begin to hear songs, receive messages from friends, and even sense intuitive direction from your own inner voice of wisdom. This divine guidance comes fast when you allow. Your ego will likely resist this at first and try to control. But the more you accept that feeling good is the goal, then the easier it will be to allow that well-being to flow. You will begin to see that the more you allow, the more you attract. When well-being flows, it feels as if invisible doors are opening for you and what you need is presented in the perfect time and order. When things seem to be held up or aren't happening the way you want, you intuitively know that there's something better on the way. Simply put, you allow. Embodying the energy of allowing brings grace, ease, and magnetic power to your overall presence. When you vibrate with this ease and magnetism, you are truly a super attractor. Get into the habit of checking in with your emotions, recognizing when you're out of alignment, and then using any method from this book to come back to a receptive mode. Witness your emotions, surrender to well-being, and then do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. Let the universe catch up with your dreams. The final step in strengthening your faith in the universe is to let the universe catch up with your dreams. You may have big visions for your life, and maybe in this moment they feel far from reach, but I'm reading this audiobook to teach you that as long as you're aligned with empowering feelings, your desires will be a vibrational match for you. When you have faith in the universe, it becomes safe to hold big visions even if you can't see them yet. When you make aligning with the universe your priority, you can be unapologetic about your desires. It's not about how hard you push or how much you accomplish. Attracting your desires is about feeling good and having faith that the universe is leading the way. Yes, of course, you have to show up for your dreams. You have to take that job interview, go on that date, exercise your body. But when you feel good, your spiritually aligned actions are backed with the love of the universe, and you can know you are attracting. What it means to let the universe catch up with your dreams is that you're willing to be patient. You're willing to surrender your timeline, your agenda, and your perceived needs. You're willing to have faith in a time frame beyond your own. Patience was my greatest virtue when manifesting my child. As soon as I truly accepted that the universe had a better plan than my own, patience became natural. I embraced the journey, the healing, and the process. I trusted that my own timeline may not have been as healthy, easy, or seamless as the one the universe had in store. And I was right. I can look back now and say, thank you, universe. I am deeply grateful that I didn't get pregnant one day sooner. The moment I conceived was the perfect time in my life. I felt more supported than ever before. The universe caught up to my dream in the most divine time for me to enjoy pregnancy and feel safe as I became a mother. For this, I am truly grateful. I know that when you too let the universe guide you, you'll come to know this freedom. You'll look back and say, thank God that didn't happen sooner. And you'll feel blessed that you had the opportunity to learn, grow, and have fun along the way. That's what it's all about. Trust in a plan beyond your own and let the universe catch up with your dreams. May the words in this chapter strengthen your faith, ease your need to control, and bring you closer to feeling free. Embrace these faithful steps and let the ever-present flow of love move through you effortlessly. And many miracles will come. You'll be astonished by what you receive when you truly surrender to the universe. In fact, the miracles are so great that you may even resist them at first. You may begin to think, this is too good to be true. Or you might feel undeserving of the great gifts you receive. If you notice that resistance, don't worry. I've got your back. In the final chapter, I will guide you to accept greatness once and for all. This next chapter will address this resistance and give you clear direction on how to release it so that you can freely enjoy the richness of life. Follow my guidance and surrender to the fact that you are a super attractor. Chapter 11, Unwavering Faith in the Universe. The beginning of my third trimester was one of the most magical times of my life. I fell even more madly in love with my husband, who took incredible care of me. I genuinely enjoyed my pregnancy, and I'd never felt healthier, sexier, or more alive. My business was thriving too. I'd attracted great partners, and my team was really stepping up. I was in the flow. But one morning, I got yanked out of the stream of well-being. I was having a casual conversation with a dear friend when she brought up some fearful stories about the third trimester of pregnancy. Usually, I have the awareness to excuse myself from the conversation or politely ask the person to change the subject. But in this case, the message was coming from someone I loved and trusted. She had nothing but my best interest in mind, but her precaution sent me into a fear spiral. I left the conversation and immediately began obsessing, trying to control, and hooking myself into fearful projections. Just when I thought I was truly flowing with the positive momentum of the universe, I was faced with my ego's resistance to all the love and positivity I'd cultivated. Stuck in a fear spiral, I started calling all my doctor friends for advice and Googling symptoms and stories. Before I even realized it, I was back in the fear of my body and I'd weakened my spiritual connection. At first, it was hard to see what was truly going on. It's so easy to forget about the ego's nasty tricks. I got caught up in the drama and fears of the world, temporarily separating from my super attractor power. I was knocked out of alignment with the love of the universe, and I turned my back on faith. To make matters worse, I started to believe that my obsession with these negative stories was going to manifest them in my life. My fear of manifesting the problem only exacerbated it. I was caught in a web of fear, and I'd let my ego take me down. How did this happen? How did I go so wrong so fast? What happened was that when I got aligned with the universe, life got good, really good. As the law of attraction would have it, my focus on love and faith led me to what I truly desired. But fear, the ego, cannot survive in that light. And while I've done a lot of work to weaken the voice of fear, it still can grab me when things get good. A Course in Miracles says, The ego is afraid of the spirit's joy because once you have experienced it, you will withdraw all protection from the ego and become totally without investment in fear. In the presence of spirit's joy, the ego swooped in and convinced me that actually it was all too good to be true. This fear spiral went on for more than 2 weeks. I couldn't get through the day without feeling caught up in the drama in my mind. I kept bringing up my fears to my husband and I couldn't sleep through the night. Finally, I hit bottom with the drama. It was 4 in the morning and I couldn't sleep because I was consumed by my fear and anxiety. I got out of bed and went into the living room to meditate. I started my meditation with a prayer. Universe, I recognize that I'm out of alignment. I'm ready to be released from this fear. I choose love instead. Then I closed my eyes and repeated the mantra. I choose love instead. I sat in stillness, repeating this mantra over and over for several minutes. I choose love instead. I choose love instead. I choose love instead. Eventually, I lost track of the mantra and fell into a deep state of peaceful stillness. I was quickly realigned with the universe. After a few minutes of marinating in this loving stillness, I heard a loud inner voice speak up and say, "Fear is a guide back to love." These words brought me instant relief. My higher self was giving me permission to forgive my fear and use it as a vehicle to return to love. This message reminded me that in any moment I can choose again and that I don't have to fear my fear. From this moment forward, I accepted a new story. I accepted my faith in the universe and I chose to commit to love. I decided to fully realign with my faith in my health, the strength of my baby, and the truth I knew to be real. I forgave my friend for igniting this fear in me, and I found gratitude for this powerful lesson. Accepting fear shines light on it. The instant that I accepted my fear as a guide back to love, I was able to release its grip. I could see fear as an opportunity to strengthen my faith, as a temporary distraction rather than a permanent reality. I accepted that fear was my choice, and I could choose again in any moment. This experience happened at the perfect time to help me realign with love before the end of my pregnancy. It also allowed me to conclude this audiobook by reminding you of how easy it is to resist love when life gets good. As you follow the methods in this audiobook, you'll feel the love of the universe flow through your entire life. Beautiful synchronicities will show up, support will surround you, and you'll feel a profound connection to a higher power. But it's very possible that the voice of fear may speak up in the background to try to interrupt your flow. You may find yourself denying your greatness and forgetting about your spiritual connection. You may revert to controlling patterns, forget about your spiritual guides, and lose sight of the strength of the universe. You might even be afraid to feel good. If this happens and the voice of fear tries to convince you that it's too good to be true, don't freak out. Return to this chapter and follow my guidance. You don't have to fear your fear. You can use it as a way to get closer to love. Witness your fear when it shows up and follow my guidance to stay in alignment and strengthen your positive expectation of all the greatness that will continue to show up for you. Honor your fear as a guide back to love. There's no reason to run from or deny your fear. In fact, this only gives it more momentum. Instead, be the gentle witness of any fearful projections that get in the way of your super attractor faith. It's possible that fear will jump in and try to interfere whenever life starts to flow or you manifest a big dream. You are on a journey toward accepting miracles in your life. Any journey that involves changing deep-rooted habits will have bumps along the way. Fear is one of the nastiest habits of all, and it won't disappear overnight. Know that it will show up and choose to change the way you see it. You can choose to see your moments of fear as beautiful contrast. Fear is a gentle reminder of what you don't want, and therefore it helps you clarify what you do want. When you notice a fearful thought arise, you can choose again. Just witness the thoughts and feelings and revisit the choose again method to redirect your focus.
1. Notice the fear.
Notice when your fearful thoughts start sabotaging your positive flow and ask yourself, "How do I feel right now?" Let yourself feel whatever is coming up for you. 2. Forgive the thought. Forgive your fearful thoughts and celebrate your desire to shift back to feeling good. You can say out loud to yourself, "I forgive this thought and I know it is not real." 3. Choose again. Answer this question. What is the best feeling thought I can find right now? Then ask the universe for support as you lean toward thoughts that feel good. Take your time to reach for positive thoughts about what you want and how you want to feel. You can always rely on the Choose Again method to help redirect your thoughts. If fear has you in a headlock and choosing a more positive thought seems far from reach, you can stay in step 2 of the Choose Again method and simply forgive the thought. Forgiving the thought shifts you to an energy of acceptance rather than resistance. When you forgive the fearful thought, you're acknowledging that your fear isn't your truth. Forgiving your fear gives you permission to return to love when you're ready. Accepting a more positive and empowering relationship to fear is the fastest way to dissolve it. Don't be afraid of fear getting in the way of your manifesting. You are now so aligned with your super attractor power that in any moment you can shift your energy and realign. The instances of fear, even if they last several days, will never actually disconnect you from your positive flow. You just have to remember to release your fear and realign. Make this your mantra. In any moment, I can release my fear and realign with my super attractor power. Embrace a new baseline. As you start to feel better, you will need to embrace the idea that you can have a new baseline for your happiness. When you have a new baseline for your happiness, you accept that it's safe to feel good, it's natural to thrive, and your desires can flow to you easily. With your new baseline for happiness, you give yourself permission to feel good and attract what you want. You'll no longer have to move in and out of faith. You'll stop waiting for it all to come crashing down, and you'll become unapologetic about how good you feel. You'll no longer resist your greatness. For years, I struggled with feeling like the victim of my traumatic memories, addictive patterns, and stories from the past. But as I grew to accept a new normal and trust that it was good to feel good, I needed a new baseline for my happiness. I had to give myself permission to release my victim story and choose to live a miraculous life. Take a moment to read this beautiful passage from A Course in Miracles. Can you imagine what a state of mind without illusions is? How it would feel? Try to remember when there was a time, perhaps a minute, maybe even less, when nothing came to interrupt your peace, when you were certain you were loved and safe. Then try to picture what it would be like to have that moment be extended to the end of time and to eternity. Then let the sense of quiet that you felt be multiplied 100 times, and then be multiplied another 100 more. This can be your new normal. You can live in a world without illusion, where nothing can interrupt your peace. The more you heal the habit of fear and embrace the habit of love, the more happiness will become normal for you. Let your inner sense of quiet multiply each day as you strengthen your faith in spiritual guidance and the love of the universe. Become more and more certain that you are loved and safe each time you call on your guides or angels for help. Know that nothing can interrupt your peace when you claim your super attractor power. Accept your new baseline today. Be happy in anticipation of what's coming. To stay synchronized with the universe, we have to continuously remind ourselves to accept that our positive energy is always supported. When we're happy in anticipation of what's coming, we expect miracles, feel comfortable in the positive flow, and no longer resist the love of the universe. We remain grateful for all that is, even when things don't seem to be working out. I once heard someone in an Al-Anon recovery group say, "Gratitude doesn't mean we have to be happy about everything, but grateful for the lessons." We can accept that even the tough moments are divine lessons to guide us back to love. We can choose to perceive all of life, from the positivity to the challenges, through the same lens of love. This perception of life comes when we accept that we are entitled to miracles. Living with happy anticipation of what's coming clears the path for solutions in all situations, even the difficult ones. Being in alignment is all that is required for you to anticipate the miraculous. When you strengthen your faith in the universe and amplify the momentum behind your desires, you can look forward to positive outcomes. It's not always easy in a world filled with fear, but when you accept that feeling good begets more goodness, then you can expect the universal support that's always available to you. I once saw a poster that said, "Faith isn't hoping that God will help you. Faith is knowing that help is on the way." When we claim our desires, we must trust that the universe is picking up what we're putting out. We don't have to hope for support to show up. We can know with certainty that it's on the way. Hopefully by now you have experienced the speed with which the universe can show up to support you. You may have received a sign from a spirit guide, felt instant relief upon saying a prayer, or even seen your desire realized in full form. Celebrate the support of the universe and expect more of it. Everyone has the capacity to receive miracles when they choose to send out a positive signal. Trust that your positive energy is enough to allow your desires to show up in your life. When you have faith in your power to attract, you can be happy in anticipation of what's coming. Instead of worrying about the future, you can know that all is well when you're aligned in the present. It's the moments of alignment that focus your point of attraction toward exactly what you desire. Give yourself permission to get excited about your desires and feel your way into the energy of all that you're creating. Know that feeling good itself is a radical act of creation. Care about how you feel. Above all else, care about how you feel. Of course, we all want to feel good, but we don't consciously think thoughts and take actions that make us feel good. In fact, we often do the opposite. Caring about how you feel means that you become more deliberate about the words you choose, the thoughts you think, and the actions you take. It means that you go out of your way to realign your energy with love. When you care about how you feel, you maintain an energy of receptivity. From that place of receptivity, all you have to do is think about what you desire and the universe will deliver. Pay attention to what happens when you feel good. How do other people respond to you? How quickly do issues get resolved? And how easy is it for you to attract what you desire? My favorite method for directing my good feeling emotions is something I call daily design. It's easy to do. Each morning when you wake up, open your Super Attractor journal and answer these four questions. How do I want to feel today? Who do I want to be today? What do I want to receive today? What do I want to give today? Take your time answering each question as specifically as possible. This is a process of co-creating your day with the universe. See yourself enjoying the completion of a task that you've been avoiding. Envision yourself having positive encounters with everyone from your family to your coworkers. Picture your morning commute going smoothly. Design your day exactly how you want it to be and have fun writing about it. The process of designing your day and writing it down is a powerful way to focus on exactly how you want to feel. Make the daily design method a morning habit and you'll notice that things begin to work out exactly as you planned, or that something even better happens. People will respond to you more positively. By caring about how you feel and directing your focus toward positive visualizations, you allow the universe to support you. The more you practice good feeling thoughts, the more your ability to receive grows. Be conscious of your energy. Another way to be sure you're caring about how you feel is to pay attention to the interactions you have with others. Remember that we are all vibrational beings, so it's easy to pick up what other people are putting out. You may not even realize it when someone has an energetic hold on you, but you can become much more aware of the way other people's energy affects you. Pay attention to how you feel around certain people and do your part to be conscious of your own energy. You don't have to shun or judge people for having low vibes. Instead, choose to create clear boundaries, ask to change the subject of a conversation, or even politely remove yourself from a situation that's lowering your vibrational stance. It's your responsibility to take care of your energy. And remember that other people's energy is not your responsibility. You are not responsible for other people's happiness. Every individual has the power to shift their own life, and you can't do it for them. If you try to force positivity onto someone, you'll feel drained. The best thing you can do for them is to feel good. When you feel good, you elevate the energy around you, and others pick up on it. You can trust that your good feeling emotions will bring you both resolution. Seek relief rather than solutions. As a super attractor, you know that your good feeling vibrations lead to positive experiences. Begin to accept and expect that the more positivity you put into your life, the more supported you will feel. This positive expectation will give you a sense of freedom and ease in all your day-to-day experiences. For instance, maybe you have a falling out with a friend and are tempted to find an immediate solution by fighting back or trying to fix the issue. But instead, you can follow the guidance from Abraham Hicks and seek relief instead of a solution. As a result of seeking relief, you achieve a good feeling vibration, and soon the solution is presented to you. How do you seek relief? You can do this by praying, repeating a positive affirmation, or even by distracting yourself with any activity that brings you joy. You have the power to redirect your focus off the need to find a solution. Sometimes I even ask myself, would I rather be right or happy? The question always helps me return to the truth of what I want, to feel good. When I make happiness my priority over being right and seeking solutions, I can instantly return to an energy of ease. Try this every time you're tempted to fix a situation and look for relief instead. The moment you find relief, solutions will find you. The practice of non-interference. The practice of non-interference is crucial when living as a super attractor. We can attract so much more when we get out of the way. Try your best not to control your circumstances, but instead allow them to unfold naturally. You've done great work getting your energy into alignment. Now trust that your alignment is enough to receive. When you're in sync with your true nature, you can relax, be at peace, and allow the fullness and joy of the universe to flow through you. Allow people to support you. Allow miracles to unfold. As you might expect, your ego will want to resist this. When something you care about is on the line, you'll want to step in, play God, and try to make things go your way. Your conscious non-resistance is required to stay in the flow with the universe. Each day, make it a priority to release resistance a little more. When you notice yourself second-guessing something, offer it up to the universe through prayer. When you catch yourself judging others, swiftly choose a more loving topic. If you wake up feeling misaligned, turn to your journal and practice the daily design method. Or return to your practice from chapter 10, do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. All of these practices will help you get out of the way and release resistance. Every method in this book is designed to help you get into a state of allowing. Pay attention to your emotions and let them indicate your level of resistance. If you notice your emotional stance is out of sync with love, that tells you that you are not allowing well-being to flow. Don't let your emotions become misguided. Return to the emotional scale and gently guide yourself back to joy. Stay committed to returning to love, and you can trust that you're allowing. Find a way to hold yourself in harmony with the emotions of well-being so that the support and love of the universe can flow through you in a non-resistant way. Abraham Hicks referred to this as the art of letting in what you want, allowing health, wealth, well-being, love. Abraham Hicks emphasized that there's no source of sickness. Rather, there's not letting in of wellness. There's no source of lack. There's only not letting in of abundance. Shift your perception from what you think you're lacking to what you're not allowing. You'll come to see that your perceived lack is a reflection of your resistance to the love of the universe. Take small actions daily to release your resistance and let in all that you desire. It's time to allow the abundant love of the universe to flow. Give yourself permission to feel good and dream big. Don't undermine your desires and visions with limiting beliefs and words. Claim that you can be and have what you desire. Love is available to you now. You can resist it or allow it. This is the time to allow. Commit to being a super attractor. As I complete this book, I'm days away from delivering my child. I woke up this morning and I knew this was the perfect time to conclude our journey together. Here I am in the midst of the greatest uncertainty I've ever faced. My labor and delivery are largely out of my control. My doctor loves to caution me that I'm giving birth at 39 years young, and my life is about to change forever. Instead of letting the fears of my age or my labor consume me, I turned to my spiritual practice and asked for a clear sign to reassure me that I am making the right decisions. The sign I chose was a cardinal. Because earlier that week, I'd noticed my doctor's necktie was adorned with cardinals. I asked him about it, and he said, "I love birds, and cardinals are one of my favorites." Given that I was asking for guidance related to my doctor and my labor, I chose the cardinal as my sign. Over the next few days, I was encouraged to make major decisions about my labor, all the while waiting for my cardinal to appear to assure me I was on the right path. I remained patient and receptive, educating myself on my options. Finally, and without having received my sign, I came to a plan that nevertheless felt good to me. I texted my friend and spiritual running buddy Marianne and shared my plans. An hour later, she texted me back. "This sounds great. And the moment I looked at your text, I noticed a cardinal right on my car window. This seems like a sign for you." Amazingly, Marianne had no idea that the cardinal was my sign, or even that I was looking for a sign at all. Spirit worked through her to reassure me that I was on the right path. Being in clear communication with the universe is the most awe-inspiring experience. It's a gift to know I'm being guided. In the midst of this uncertainty, societal pressure, and fear stories, I have two choices. I can let my ego take hold, or I can remember that I'm a super attractor. Today, there's only one choice that I will tolerate. I choose to be a super attractor and have unwavering faith in the universe. I choose happiness as my baseline. I choose positive expectation. I choose joyful anticipation of what's coming. I choose to care about how I feel. I choose to seek relief rather than solutions. And most importantly, I choose to practice non-interference. I turn over my will to the care of the spiritual guidance I've grown to rely on, and today I surrender even more. There is maybe no greater surrender than the birth of a child. For this, I'm grateful. This new experience that I embark on will be my greatest opportunity to strengthen my faith in the universe. This is my chance to completely release control, visualize my desire, feel good, trust, and allow. I have an opportunity to live the practices in this audiobook in a whole new way. Feeling into the uncertainty of my labor and the magnitude of becoming a mother, I return to the messages in this audiobook. It feels good to know there's a world beyond limitation and doubt. It feels soothing to know that I can surrender my labor and delivery to the care of the universe, the angels, and my guides. And it feels safe to surrender my plans and trust in a spiritual guidance system. Today, I make this commitment to you, my friends. I commit to allow the universe to show me what to do. I commit to stay in the flow with positive thoughts and maintain the momentum of joy. And I commit to welcome my child into this world with fearless grace and ease, knowing that I am a super attractor. Make this commitment to yourself today. Say out loud, I am committed to being a super attractor. Let your fear be your guide back to love. When you're faced with challenges, know that there is a plan beyond your own. Allow yourself to feel supported and guided, and know that you're making a major contribution to the world by choosing to live in the light. Each time you lift the veil and step into the light, the world shines brighter. Continue to make love your priority, believe in the universe, and follow the guidance you receive. It's your choice to live a new life filled with joy, grace, ease, and strength. It's your choice to have fun, be well, and attract what you desire. It's your choice to be a super attractor. Afterword. I plan to deliver this manuscript to my publisher on December 18, 2018, the day before I was scheduled for an induction. My doctor had spent countless hours convincing me to deliver my baby at 40 weeks because of my age. I resisted his suggestion at first, but in the end, I surrendered to the plan of the universe and asked for a sign. As soon as I received the sign of the cardinal, I knew that it was safe to go ahead with the plan for induction. Then, on the night of December 17, I lay in bed with my big belly, back pain, and swollen legs. I was reading over this manuscript and making my final edits. I felt so good reading these pages. Once again, this book guided me back to love and strengthened my faith in the universe. Days before I was meant to be induced, I was able to release my fear and return to faith that I was being guided. After an hour of reading, I stood up to get a drink. To my great surprise, the moment I stood up, my water broke. I was thrilled. I yelled down to Zach that it was time to go, and I grabbed my hospital bag. My baby was on his way. The delivery I thought I was destined for was far different from the miracle I received. I wanted my son to come on his own time, and once again, the universe delivered. For months, I'd held a vision of the labor I wanted to have. I saw myself free from fear, moving through each surge with ease, and peacefully delivering my child. I held this vision and surrendered it to the universe. We calmly headed to the hospital that night, filled with excited anticipation, but also a great sense of peace. The following morning, I went into labor. I live in a country town with a small regional hospital. As I had envisioned, I was the only person laboring in the maternity ward. I had two amazing doulas, six loving nurses, a caring obstetrician, and my incredible husband there to support me. Outside my hospital window was a view of the bright blue sky and the rolling hills of the countryside. I played my mantra music and lit votive candles to make the space serene. I sang the word ah as I moved through each surge. Ah, the universal sound for God was what instinctively came through me. I set up a shrine across from my bed with images of the baby in the perfect position for delivery, and another image of a flower opening representing the cervix at 10 centimeters dilated. Every hour, I meditated with my doulas, listening to mantras and gazing at the images. I held visions of my cervix opening and stayed calm through every surge. Each time the doctor checked my cervix, I committed to meditate before the next surge to help my body open up more. He'd return in an hour, and I'd be dilated another centimeter, closer to birthing my baby. My meditation, affirmation, and visualization guided me through 14 hours of labor. By 1 a.m. the following day, my son, Oliver, entered the world with grace and ease. When the doctor gently set him on my chest, I looked at my baby and said, "I know you." It was as if we'd been together for many lifetimes. This was the best day of my life and my greatest manifestation. As I write this afterword, Oliver is asleep next to me on my sofa. He is 7 weeks old and has already proven to be my greatest spiritual teacher. He has brought me a new sense of presence, patience, and most of all, an opportunity to deepen my faith in the universe. He is my greatest desire made manifest. I know that the birth of this soul is a reflection of my willingness to be guided and my trust in a plan beyond my own. The universe always has a plan far better than we do. The 3 years I spent trying to conceive taught me the gift of surrender. I focused on feeling good and strengthened my faith in the universe to deliver my son at the perfect time. Looking back, I can see how there was no better time than now for me to become a mother. Each day I return to these practices to remind myself that anything is possible when I'm aligned with my super attractor power. I am committed to living these truths and instilling them in my child. The greatest lesson I can teach him is that when he's aligned with the power of love, he will live a miraculous life. Our willingness to surrender to the universe is what allows an invisible guidance to take over. When we surrender, we realign with faith, and in that alignment, we are shown where to go and what to do. We can relax and trust in the unfolding. Be proud of your commitment to these practices and celebrate your internal shifts. May this audiobook guide your path and clear space for the universe to midwife your dreams. Acknowledgements. I thank and honor the team of human angels who helped me bring this book to life. My agents, Scott Hoffman and Steve Troja, thank you for guiding me throughout the publishing process. I thank Reed Tracy, Patty Gift, Michelle Pilley, Ann Barthel, and the entire Hay House family for believing in me and my work. I'm grateful for my newest publishing relationship with Stacey Creamer at Audible. May the audiobook serve many souls. I could never launch a book without my devoted PR team, Sarah Hall PR. Thank you, Jessica Rita and Sarah Hall, for always making sure the message is spread far and wide. I am deeply grateful for the work of Esther Hicks and Abraham. Thank you for the inspiration. I thank my editor, Katie Karras. Katie, you are my literary partner and dear friend, and it's an honor to have you by my side. I thank my team for holding space for me to be creative and feel supported. I thank my event planner, Annette Charbet, for making sure every single book gets signed throughout the tour. I thank my personal development team and friends, Kachina Myers, Tammy Velicenti, Aviva Rahm, Terry Getz, Amy Raup, Marianne DeMarco, Alexandra Sachs, and Lori Layden. Thank you all for helping me heal so that I can rise up. Finally, I thank my husband and best friend, Zach. Z, you are my greatest business partner, husband, friend, and father. Oliver is blessed to call you dad.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Super Attractor, Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. Written and performed by Gabrielle Bernstein. Executive producers Stacey Creamer and Mike Charzik. Producer Chris Sacco. Copyright 2019 by Gabrielle Bernstein. Sound recording copyright 2019 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.